Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey everybody, looks like things are starting to heat up just a little bit out there, especially north of the Cape. Today on Wednesday, North Florida, I'm seeing a couple waist-high sets out there from the east at about 8 seconds with some pretty brisk onshore winds. Now, south of the Cape for Central Florida, you're going to be a notch smaller in the thigh to lucky waist-high sets. But it looks like our winds are going to be much lighter and, definitely looking rideable all up and down the coast. Now, on Thursday, the surf is going to build a notch, so we're going to be in the waist-to-chest zone up in North Florida from, again, the east-northeast at about 8 seconds. Those brisk winds are going to turn more northeast, and that's going to chunk things up a little. But now, again, south of the Cape, it's a notch smaller, probably around the waist-high zone, and we're looking at lighter winds again. So looking ahead, we're going to be in a little bit of a downward trend for Friday and Saturday. Should still be rideable in better spots, but just not as big. But we have another round coming up, and it looks like things are going to pick up again on Sunday. We've got another pulse of this east-northeast mid to long period swell, like 8 seconds starting out, building about 10 seconds as it establishes itself a little bit. Again, northern Florida, you're going to be the bigger of the two, but you're going to get a little more of those winds. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's going to be a little choppier up that way. The swell looks like it's going to be sticking around for Monday. We might start to taper off on Tuesday, and that's also probably going to be when the winds are going to clean up a little bit. So now that we've passed the peak of the hurricane season, you know, not saying we're not going to get a lot going on, but we're kind of behind on hurricanes this year. We were expecting a lot more at this point, and that water is still really warm out there. So, you know, there's still a good chance of development for these ones coming up in the next month or two. Right now, though, I don't see anything too exceptional. There is one area of interest, Tropical Depression number 7. This one is out in the eastern Atlantic right now. Not really looking like it's going to be coming towards us anytime soon. It's probably going to swing up into the Atlantic, but I'm keeping an eye on it because we might see a little swell off of this like late next week sometime. So I'll be back on Friday, let you know if anything changes for this weekend and the start of next week. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.